Thank you for staying tuned to KHSU on your Tuesday afternoon, the 7th of March. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. The latest exhibit at Eureka's Black Fawn Gallery is composed of three small exhibits united under the title Pasquinade, which means a satire or lampoon, originally one displayed or delivered publicly in a public place. The artists are Tony Machado, Shauna Burden, who is calling her show Boobopolis, and my guest today, Jesse Weedle, who calls his exhibit Celebration Day. The exhibit will be on display through March 25th. Jesse and Shauna will give their artist talks this Saturday, March 11th at 3 p.m. And Jesse and his band, The Tweeners, perform on Friday, March 24th, 8 to 9 p.m. at the gallery. It's been a long time, Jesse, since you and I caught up, at least in terms of a formal interview for any of your exhibitions. Well, you've had a lot of work shown out of the area in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since I've showed in the area.
Well, there you go. That's why. I mean, we talk about it and you say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yeah. And so the work in your show, you're putting it under the title Celebration Day. Why are you doing that?
I just thought it was a catchy title. Got from Led Zeppelin song.
Oh yeah, that's
why. There's a lot of celebratory imagery in my work, even though it seems like it's some sort of anxiety, grief, failure celebration. It's still kind of a celebration. You know, color-wise, and there, you know, there's a lot of action going on in the paintings, and there's people are out interacting with each other.
People are out clubbing each other. There's blood. There's bodies strewn. Okay, let's talk about this. I don't know if this is called The Dark Side.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, all right. And it's an oil painting, and right, very easy to see here in this painting is a sign that says The Dark Side. And we do have maybe just a tiny bit of a suggestion of violence going on. Uh-huh. And we also have a monster truck. Looks like a monster truck. Uh-huh. And it looks like part of a building that is either being constructed or dismantled. It's hard to tell. Now, a lot of what the work you do is inspired by and, you know, literally, you know, very close to what we see on the, you know, buildings and you know, businesses and signs that we see on the street here in the greater Eureka area. The Dark Side, I don't remember seeing that.
This is in Reading, my hometown of Reading. It's where I grew up. Just always was enamored by that sign. It's like a head shop, and it's in Reading. It's in this kind of dreary neighborhood. And I think it was like 110 degrees when I took that photo of it. It was just brutal. And there's this Dark Side sign right there. And this really gnarly motel right behind it, the Reading Inn.
Now, when you say the motel behind it, did the motel look like part of a building missing a roof, or that is you?
Oh, no, I added that part in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's from a friend sent me a photo of these ruins in Savannah, Georgia, and I just wanted to make it look a little more goth. So I put that in there, and then the person is standing in front of it, and then
in the background. And so oftentimes people, I don't know, you used another word for the action. You said there's action in your paintings. There are times when it looks like there's some, I don't know, when you see somebody holding a stick above somebody else, does that mean anger? Not necessarily. What does it mean for you?
This first time I've done a painting that's based on acting as if they're in one of my paintings and realized that that's what they were doing until after I drew it into the paint. This is art imitating life, imitating art.
It's here. Just going round and round.
And so it's a playful kind of thing that they were doing. But, in the painting, it's maybe it looks a little more sinister because, it's the dark side and there's this... I've kind of creeped it out a little bit. the sinister truck and the ruins.
But this is not the first one of your paintings that has shown people fighting.
Mm-mm.
Or doing something that is comparable to something you think, why does this keep happening, would you say, popping up in your work?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I just trying to get at the anxiety vibe that's going on in the land, in that has to do with the way the place looks. And I'm trying to create a scene that reflects the place that I'm looking at. If only it's just a sign or a building or a forlorn tree and then it's also stuff that you see, some of it, like this one that we're looking at now, the Fragile.
And it's called Fragile?
Yeah.
And in the background, it's a it looks like what you would see on when you're on the road, you'd see a billboard of some kind, almost like a public service announcement of some kind, because it's an infant,
uh-huh.
And under the heading of Fragile. But that's not
and
all
then,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. And you're. And I'm showing just, how there's all this energy put into preserving life before the unborn, saving the unborn child. And then right outside of that sign, you see some real despair in the fully grown people. Showing there's a disconnect, in our politics or religion, mm-hmm. in the way we treat people.
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody looking like he's riding, a large person riding a small bicycle away from the scene where it looks like somebody else has fallen out of a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
fallen out of a wheelchair, and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the ground, it looks like pieces. It could be rocks, but they also look kind of laced with something that looks like blood color.
It's not. I wasn't intending that. But I've been having a lot of fun with my foregrounds and skies lately. I like to just leave undrawn in parts, large parts of my painting unplanned or drawn or undrawn in, so I can explore with the paint and trying to just convey a feeling, an abstract expressionist kind of feeling with these open areas in my paintings.
And you mentioned taking a photograph. Do you remind me of this? Do you oftentimes take photos as a basis for a painting, but then out of your imagination or your recollection of other things, you'll almost collage images.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With paint.
Yeah, I start with just the place, and I'd get the ideas from the place, and then sort of add in characters to the place as they kind of reflect the feeling of the place. And sometimes I take photos of people, and sometimes they're photos from friends, and sometimes I pose myself or my son or my wife, just to get the person in the right place and scale for reference.
And tell me again why you like trailer parks.
I grew up around a lot of trailer parks as a kid. And also, I've just always really liked looking at them. The colors, they have like stripes, stylish stripes on them, and they also just kind of represent kind of freedom. Freedom from the tyranny of permanent architecture.
Nice.
but it's kind of, it seems like you can drive away with it, but you never do. I mean, it's like one of those, this symbolism is kind of interesting to me.
When a person looks at your work, we can't tell that it is a, in some cases, a collage of images, because you created a new scene with other images, mm-hmm. with individual images creating a new scene, creating mm-hmm. a new composition.
Yeah, but these are all real. These are all real images, and they're all from pretty much the same area. I just kind of moved him around for the composition. So, it's kind of a fantasy scene, but it's also that I like to incorporate some realism into it. So it's not just, all tutti frutti.
I don't think you've ever shown a tutti frutti painting. For a second.
I don't know if that's right. It's just,
and I'm looking at something that you told. I guess you told Black Fawn. You explained. I'm going to read this to you. Tell me what you think of what you said. Most of the places I gravitate toward are abandoned and declining, and I try to interpret what happened there and what kind of feeling you get from that place. If you stand around in Eureka for any amount of time, you will see a scene that could be in one of my paintings. I'm combining fantasy with reality, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you do gravitate toward abandoned and declining. Why do you think that is?
I've always liked the way the older stuff looks, I don't know. But yeah, a lot of things I've painted, they've like, people have told me like my paintings are cursed, because like I'll paint a building and then it'll be torn down or go out of business or something right afterwards.
My guest, Jesse Weedle, whose exhibit titled Celebration Day is on display this month at Eureka's Black Fawn Gallery. I'm Wendy Butler, and you are listening to Art Waves here on KHSU. The public art pallbearers.
Uh-huh.
What they're bearing is, looks like a sculpture of some kind, and then there's your requisite trailer on fire.
Uh-huh.
Which you've done before. And then I thought the figure was the thinker, but it's not the thinker. It's
a sculpture of Tim Tebow.
I would not have. Why?
Oh, it's just, there was a story about that sculpture they're carrying is the sculpture that was stolen that Bob Benson made on the pier. And there's a mystery about what happened to it. And I'm just kind of speculating here, you know, what could have happened to it. And it looks like there's, you know, someone's ritual burning stuff. And there's, look like they're getting rid of the Tim Tebow sculpture. And then these guys are, the pallbearers are carrying the Benson sculpture towards the pyre.
Is this a statement about public art?
It's a mournful painting.
Yeah. Would you say that your art, and I'm looking at this press release, but you've been painting for how many years, would you say, at this point?
Oh, probably 30 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, I mean, we've known each other for close to 20, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
More or less. Since my son was an infant, so that would be close to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that your art, you haven't... How would you say that, what kind of changes would you say that you've made as an artist over the years?
Well, you know, in art school, I painted much more expressionistically and very cartoony looking. But I've, over the last, last 20 or more years, I've been incorporating more realistic imagery into it. But then, you know, lately I've been, you know, like I said, I've been trying to incorporate more abstract expressionist painterliness into the paintings. But they still have the core narrative going on, you know, with the figures in the landscape. But the sky and the foreground are much, much... looser now than they used to be.
I guess, do you foresee sometime in the future that there'll be some kind of resolution where you'll stop setting the trailers on fire? And I'm not criticizing.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, there's always a chance, yeah. I'll change my imagery, but this is just what I like, you know, and I have for a long time. You never know.
Now you're also performing in a band or in a...
Oh yeah, I'm in a band called the Tweeners.
Right. Okay. And the Tweeners, they are you going to be performing on? You're going to perform. Well, you're going to perform a couple of times during this month.
On the 24th, I think, we're going to play a show at the gallery with another band called Bright Black Light.
Bright Black Light?
Yeah. And that's Robert Tripp's band. And then on the 11th...
You're going to give an art talk.
Art talk with Shauna.
Yeah, with Shauna. But each of you, in other words, Shauna didn't work with you on this show. It's her own show. She's also going to be discussing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Excited to show with her again.
Yeah.
She's a great artist.
Where did you two show together before?
We showed at First Street Gallery. That was the last show I did here 3 years ago with her.
Weedle's celebration day includes scenes from the sad aftermath of an end of days celebration, depicting revelers left hungover in ruined psychedelic landscapes, bereft of heavenly salvation. Are those your words?
Yeah, that's from my art statement.
Okay. Now,
to generalize things.
Have we looked at any of these sad aftermaths? I guess all of this, in
it's
a
all,
sense,
it
you
all
can say
it all feels like that.
Yeah, it does.
In general, it's not you know, in one particular piece. Yeah, maybe you can, there's another one that's, this next one, this is kind of more like an end of days celebration kind of painting. This one.
It looks like a women chanting or chanting, dancing.
And genuflecting or having a moment of religious
ecstasy of some kind.
Yes, in
mask or in paint. Painted, the faces are painted. I can't tell if they're masks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is masked by some kind of bluish. And then in front of again, backs of semi-trucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a truck that's parked. It's been parked there in Corning, California for years, many years. And it's had that same message on it. And it's so creepy. It's this bloody arm with a spike going through it. And it says, "His blood, your sins."
Have you ever seen anybody looking like they were chanting in front of the trailers?
Not there. That's a really abandoned area. I can just imagine.
Now, I know that your wife, Cindy Hooper, has done things connected to and on the balloon track.
Uh-huh.
Have you as well? You pretty much stayed away from that area.
I used to go there a lot and check it out. I don't know if I've done any work using imagery from that spot, though. I don't think I did. She covered it pretty well.
She did. And because I'm also thinking about the abandoned, trains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That people, you know, one business says the other business is going to, like they say, the railroad is going to remove it, and then a private business person is supposed to, and nothing gets removed.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They're just there. And now it's overgrown again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's tempting to... I've taken a couple of photographs of it just in the different
stages.
Yeah,
I went in there the other day and they had repainted the trains.
Oh. You mean the people...
They painted over all the graffiti on the trains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah.
What are you working on now?
Nothing right now. I just finished that last painting for the show, and that dark side painting.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I have a few ideas, but nothing is solid yet that I've got ready to go yet. I just have a lot of work that I've done over the last 3 years, and I couldn't even fit it all in this one show. So I'm just kind of not forcing myself to paint a whole bunch of stuff since I got so much still. But yeah, I hope to get started again soon.
Do you paint when it occurs to you it's time to paint, or do you paint when somebody gives you a deadline?
No, I paint throughout the year. My goal, you know, this is kind of silly, but I try to paint 12 paintings per year just to keep myself in practice and keep going.
So it's not like something suddenly seizes you and you have to paint. It's like you have a plan. It's going to be 12 paintings this year.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's usually, yeah, some of them are big ones, and some are just small things. But, you know, it's just keeping my hand in it all the time, pretty much.
So nothing ever takes a hold of you at times where you just have to get it down?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, I'll see a place, and it's like, I got to do that, yeah.
Do you ever have any goals of how you would like them to affect people who view them? Do you have any goals as an artist? Because obviously your work's being shown. People will be viewing it.
These are, you know, cautionary paintings for to frighten young people away from drugs and alcohol and premarital sex.
Perfect. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Jesse Wedel. His Celebration Day is one of three exhibits on display through March 25th at Black Fawn Gallery, 212 G Street, Eureka. The other two artists are Shauna Burden and Tony Machado. Even though all three have individual shows, the gallery has united them due to their thematic similarities under the overall exhibit title, Pasquinade. Jesse Wedel and Shauna Burden will give artist talks at the gallery this Saturday, March 11th at 3 p.m. And Jesse and his band, The Tweeners, perform on Friday, March 24th, 8 to 9 p.m. at the gallery. Gallery hours are Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Telephone number is 798-6207. Art Waves is produced for KHSU at Humboldt State University. I'm Wendy Butler, the show's producer, engineer, and host. Please listen each Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. or you can listen to programs in our archives at khsu.org, or you can download podcasts of Art Waves at iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Located on the campus of Humboldt State University, this is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. Donors include Six Rivers Optical, offering a large selection of eyewear, sunglasses, and contact lenses. Also, same-day services available for prescriptions in stock. Six Rivers Optical, celebrating over 34 years of keeping life in focus. Open Monday through Saturday on Harrison Avenue next to Lima's Pharmacy in Eureka. Learn more at sixriversoptical.com. Donors include Crush in Arcata. Crush offers 30 wines by the glass, an expanded beer selection, trivia on Thursdays, and sports and political events on flat-screen TVs. There are also small plates and soups. Crush is located at 11th and H Streets in downtown Arcata. Learn more at crusharcata.com.